In our gospel today, Jesus asked his disciples, "What are you arguing on the way?" And to their embarrassment, the disciples did not answer because on the way to Capernaum, they were discussing who among themselves is the greatest. And if you look at the context of the time they were discussing it, this is the second time that Jesus told them of the passion that he has to undergo. You'll find that in Mark chapter 8, verse 31, the same verse. Second time in our gospel, Mark chapter 9, verse 31. The third time will be on chapter 10, the third time will be on verse 34 to 36. Here is Jesus telling his disciples that he will have to undergo his passion. He will be arrested, convicted, and be put to death. On the third day, he will rise again. And you know, the disciples looking forward and said, "Oh, if they arrest the master, if he dies, who will continue the work?" And that's why they started discussing among themselves, "I guess the one who is great among us will be the one to continue the work." And Jesus took this opportunity to teach them, telling them in verse 35 of chapter 9, "Whoever wants to be first, the greatest, should be the last and the servant of all." You see, humility is the key to holiness. Humility is the key to true greatness. Through discipleship. In the first reading in the book of Wisdom, chapter 2, who is the greatest? Wisdom tells that the greatest is the one who confronts evildoers and one who confronts his own evil. There was a priest in the Archdiocese of New York who went to the Vatican and will have an audience with then John Paul II, St. John Paul II. And he had time before the audience, so he went to visit some churches. And in one of the churches that he visited, he think he noticed somebody, one of the beggars outside the church, who was his classmate. But he went inside and started praying. And it clicked on him. Yes, he is my classmate in the seminary. So he went out and talked to the guy. And indeed, that guy was his classmate in the seminary. And the guy said, "Yes, I became a priest. But unfortunately, I'm not a priest anymore. I've fallen into the dark abyss on deep ends. And I'm now a beggar." The priest, remembering his audience with the Pope, said, "I'm going to pray for you." And the beggar said, "Yes, I will need all your prayers." So, when the priest had an audience with John Paul II, he was able to tell John Paul II his discovery. And after the audience with John Paul II, the secretary of John Paul II told him to bring his beggar friend, his classmate, because John Paul II wanted to have dinner with them. An hour passed, and then this guy went outside, looked for his friend, and found him and said, Hey, we have an invitation to the Pope. Tomorrow we'll have dinner." And the guy said, "I'm a beggar. I'm no longer a priest. I don't even have clothes to be, you know, present with the Pope." And the guy said, "Don't worry. I have extra clothes in my hotel. Come." The following day, they had dinner. And they were accepted with so much hospitality and welcome. At the end of dinner, like the gospel, John Paul II took the beggar like a child and motioned his secretary and the priest to leave them. More than an hour later, the beggar came out full of tears. Naturally, his classmate priest said, "What happened? What happened?" And the priest said, "John Paul II, the Pope, asked me to hear his confession." Brothers and sisters, when one approached God in humility, in the worst time and in the best time of his life, God receives him with all his human dignity fully restored. This beggar told John Paul II, "His Holiness, I'm a beggar. I'm no longer a priest." And you know what John Paul II told him? "My son, una volta c'è un sacerdote per sempre. Once a priest, always a priest forever." And John Paul II told him, "I'm also a beggar, my child. When I approach God in the sacrament of confession, I am a beggar of God's forgiveness. I'm a beggar of God's mercy." And that convicted this guy. After that, after the confession of John Paul II, the guy said, "Your Holiness, please hear my confession. It's been like a volcano inside me, and I want to release it. I want to be back in the grace of God." After that confession, another surprise happened. John Paul II commissioned this newly renewed priest to a mission, his first mission, to take care of all the homeless and beggar in the exact church where he was begging before. Brothers and sisters, verse 37 of our gospel says, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, but he receives not only me, but the one who sent me." The humility of John Paul II convicted this guy, allowing him also to accept in total humility that he needs the grace of God and the forgiveness of God. But that's not it. You see, in the second reading, in the book of letter of James, chapter 2, verse 17, here is God telling, "The wisdom from above is pure, gentle, and full of mercy." But who is greatest? The greatest you will find in the next chapter of the book of the letter of James, chapter 4, verse 1, which is the spillover of our second reading. The greatest is that person who can conquer his evil passions. Person who is able to conquer his own evil. Our prayer today, brothers and sisters, is very simple. Lord, lead me and stay with me on the road to true discipleship through humility and honesty. Please all stand.